This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gunnar Henderson, he's been out for quite some time. As we get closer and closer, 27th, that's 16 days, according to my math, Toronto. As we get closer and closer to that, he's not in the lineup again today. Are we getting into crisis mode with Gunnar being ready for opening day and maybe starting the season on IL right now?
Yeah, time is definitely ticking. There was actually good news. We just spoke with Brandon Hyde about 30 minutes ago. There is good news on that front. He has resumed the baseball activities. He took some light batting practice in the cage today. He'll do some infield work tomorrow. So that is probably the best injury news the Orioles have gotten in the past 10 days or so. But it's still going to be a little bit of a road back, 15 days or so until opening day. And so I think that there's a chance that he can be ready if his hitting progression goes well and his ribs respond well to what he's doing, but it's also quite possible he's not ready and he needs to begin the season on the IL. And I also wouldn't be shocked if he's able to break camp in the major leagues, but he's like 2 or 3 days away. And so he can't play opening day, but maybe he can get there for the third game of the season on Saturday or something. So I just think they're looking for good injury news and for him to wake up tomorrow and not be sore.
What are the chances that Jorge Mateo, Jacob, could be ready for the start of the season? Reading yesterday, it seemed as though he's rather optimistic that, you know, he could be ready to rock and roll for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused as to what is going on here exactly. At the beginning of spring training, Elias and Hyde both said that Mateo was almost certainly going to begin the year on the IL, and we talked to Jorge, and he says that that his goal is to be there for opening day. Now, that's a player who's going to believe in himself and might be willing to rush things back. But now we're 2 weeks away. Mateo told me that he's just as confident, if not more confident, that he's going to be healthy enough. And he almost expects that he will be on the opening day roster. Now, ultimately, that's up to the team and whether they deem him to be healthy enough. The thing here that was always interesting was that if everybody was healthy, Mateo's fit on this roster is a little bit dubious at this point with the acquisition of Ramon Laureano specifically, and obviously having Ramon Arias on the team. And so it was sort of like, hey, let's slow play this a little bit, get him fully healthy, guaranteed, get him some ABs in the minors, and then somebody in April is going to get hurt. And because Jorge's a utility guy, then he can come up and replace him. But now we're in a situation where, hey, Gunnar might not be ready for opening day. There's not really a perfect fit at shortstop to replace him. So maybe they do start to ramp things up here with Jorge, but at the same time, they're not going to risk re-injuring him at this point either.
Jacob Cavanmeyer, Baltimore Sun, talking some Orioles here on this Turn Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan. Orioles Yankees coming up in less than a half an hour down in Florida. Albert Suarez on the hill for the Birds. And we know, I always say, Jacob, you know, because I'm a wise and aged man and learned as well, that, you know, you really don't take seriously what you see in spring training in regards to a numbers thing. However, Sir Anthony Dominguez has been getting crushed. Coby Mayo not crushing the baseball. So concern levels for both with the Birds right now as we're a couple weeks away from opening day.
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, the concern level in spring training should always be low.
Right.
I would say for Dominguez, it is still low. Listen, this is the guy that has a track record of being a solid major league reliever for a long time. And so I would just say, hey, it's spring training. Let's not look too much into it. Coby Mayo might be a little bit more concerning. He's not as important to this roster at the moment because he wasn't going to make the opening day. He wasn't going to break camp with the club anyway. But I think both he and the club would have loved to have, for him to have hit really well this spring, get some of that confidence back against big league pitching, start the year in the minors, and then if he tears it up again, maybe there would be more confidence in the fact that when he does come back to the majors, that he's able to stick. Now it's like, not looking great this spring, and then it's like, oh, if he just puts up great numbers in AAA again, I don't really know how much that's going to help him get back to the majors, except for in the case of an injury. And so, listen, there's still 2 weeks of camp left. He has lined out a couple of times. It is a small sample size, but it would really help him a lot, not just his confidence, but also, you know, just the team's confidence in him if he can string a couple hits together here in the last couple games of spring training.
Now, Jacob Sammy Basayo, we know he can hit three-run jack yesterday, so the bat's going to play. Well, we said that about Mayo, too. But Basayo can hit. He has proven that. Defensively, however, what's the ceiling for him there? Is this guy a little bit better with the glove than maybe we know? Because all we do is talk about how great he is with the bat.
Yeah, and I'm going to start with the bat, just because you said something there. I don't want this to sound like anything against Coby Mayo because he's an excellent hitting prospect. Just from what I've seen and from what people I've talked with, this isn't really the same. Samuel Basayo is truly different. It's not normal to have the power like this from the left side at that age. Now, with that said, the defense is the big part here in terms of, okay, what does this look like when he does get to the majors? Could he get to the majors quick enough? Like, is the defense catching up with the bat? Everything I've heard is that the team's impressed with his defense, but that he's improving and not that he's quite there yet. Listen, being a 20-year-old catcher in the big leagues is extremely rare, and so he's also doing some work at first base. If he does make it up here at some point this season, late in the year, it could be as mostly a designated hitter, especially if something happens to Ryan O'Hearn, for example. That might be his most direct path. My guess is that in 2026 and moving forward, if everything goes to plan, that the Orioles are looking at having one of the best catching duos, not just the best, one of the best catching duos in baseball, but like, you know, a potentially historic catching duo with Adley Rutschman and Basayo, where, you know, maybe Adley's the 1A and he's going to catch 90 to 100 games and then he'll DH the rest. And then Basayo plays 60 to 70 games behind the plate and then he plays first base for the other games. I don't exactly know what it would look like, but they do still believe in him enough as a catching prospect to keep him back there rather than just solely focusing him on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
First base.
Hey, Jacob, how did you like Holiday session at shortstop yesterday and talk about the improvements he has made at second base? And he did get a couple hits yesterday.
Yeah, he looks great. He looks a lot better at second base. He just looks more comfortable there, which is, it's just a good sign to see. Again, he's only been playing second base really for 15 months. And so that's been a positive development this spring for him. Shortstop yesterday didn't look great. Just made, you know, one ball hit his way and he threw it away. But at the same time, it was one play. I think for him, it's more so just kind of getting back into that mental mindset if he does have to play short of just like, hey, I'm standing on this side of the bag. My footwork has to be this. And getting used to seeing the ball from a different angle a little bit. I don't think there should be too much concern about his defense at shortstop as it pertains to getting to the ball and his range and his really his footwork. I think a lot of that, you know, he played shortstop for the first 19 years of his life. I think some of it of the concern is his arm, just because the arm strength is one of the reasons he was moved to second base, and the accuracy, it is a different throw. You do have to speed things up a little bit more, as we saw yesterday. So I think getting him some more reps there at shortstop, if he does have to play there, if Gunnar Henderson out, is something that they're definitely looking to do.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.